Mike from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A federal judge has ruled that a new congressional map Texas Republicans passed during the special legislative session this year is illegal. The ruling says that the map minimized the voting power of minorities. However, Texas is appealing to the Supreme Court. The congressional redistricting battle took place after President Trump called on Texas lawmakers to redraw the maps.
I won Texas. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, as you probably know. And we are entitled to five more seats.
News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with reaction from the court ruling. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Houston area State Representative Gene Wu led fellow Democrats on a walkout over redistricting this summer. He says Democrats feel vindicated.
We had said from the beginning that not only was this fight important, but this was a fight that we had to win and that the courts would be on our side if they were given the evidence and if they would actually give it a fair shake. We're talking about the type of illegal racist redistricting and gerrymandering that hasn't been seen since the civil rights era.
Houston area Democratic Congressman Al Green previously announced he would switch districts from the 9th to the 18th to run for re-election next year. Now he says he's going to wait for a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court before deciding where to run. We'll keep you updated on the redistricting efforts in Texas here on News 88.7. Matt?
All right, Tom. Democratic candidate for Senate and State Representative James Tallarico was one of the leaders of that quorum break that Tom just mentioned this summer. Tallarico said he was, quote, pleasantly surprised by the news.
This ensures that voters are picking their politicians instead of politicians picking their voters.
Stay tuned. Our government reporter, Andrew Schneider, will join NPR's Morning Edition in about 15 minutes at 7:22 to discuss the national implications of the court's decision, should it hold. Meanwhile, another federal judge issued a preliminary injunction prohibiting several Texas school districts, including Conroe ISD and Montgomery County, from displaying posters of the Ten Commandments in their classrooms. A new Texas law requires just that. Here's our Bianca Seward.
In his ruling, the judge says it was impractical, if not impossible, to prevent people from being subjected to unwelcome religious displays under the law. Conroe ISD had initially paused their rollout of the posters in August after a separate preliminary injunction prohibited neighboring school districts, including Houston ISD, from displaying the signs. But Conroe changed course after the attorney general directed school districts to comply, if not directly affected by the ruling. The lawsuit, including Conroe, was filed in late September. In a statement, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which represents the plaintiffs, called the law plainly unconstitutional. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
And in sports, the Rockets are back on the floor tonight. They will take on the Cleveland Cavaliers at 6 o'clock in Cleveland. Houston has won their last four games. It's been a great start to the regular season for the Rockets. For more news, you can head over to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.